Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's kick things off on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service here. Pete, as always for you, a busy week, hasn't it been?
Yeah. We have an upcoming tournament here on Puckaway this weekend. This is Saturday, and it's, I think, max 60 boats. I want to say they're 25th almost year of doing it, and I fished every single one of them. So rain or shine, I'll be there. It looks like it's going to be quite windy and probably rain early morning and afternoon. So going to hopefully find a couple bite windows in there and see what happens.
What do you do if you're in a situation where you're getting 30 to 40 mile an hour winds and you can safely get out on a boat? How does it change how you fish?
You go to the most fishable side of the lake and you just try to keep your lines in the water for as much as long as you can. And that usually will make your odds a little better.
Hey, if somebody has never fished Puckaway, what can you find there? And any tips for fishing Puckaway?
Puckaway, since they pulled out the Montello Dam and made it a spillway, it has become a lot more weeds in that lake. So you got to be able to fish the weeds, either tripping them or trolling in a manner that you're not into the weeds. So I'll be trying harnesses, and I've had luck on that before, and just hoping that that might pan out something.
Have you heard anything else across the region about where they're biting and where they've seen a lot of activity?
Yeah, they're still getting fish in the Madison chain. Mud Lake has still been really good. And crappies here and there on Beaver Dam, I'm anticipating that they're going to be getting ready to spawn here soon. And once that water warms up a bit more, I think we're going to see some crappie activity.
Pete, anything else going on in your world that people need to know about?
Not a whole lot. It's been kind of a quieter week. We had our banquet here on Monday night. We had a nice showing. I would guess around 300 people showed up. So yeah, we had a good amount of our participation, and I think we did pretty well. I'll know the numbers here at our next meeting.
Well, tell us what best. Well, first of all, I guess tell people what your meeting. Tell people what the banquet was for first. You know, as opposed to, so they know.
It was our annual fundraiser for the Beaver Dam Lake Improvement Association. It was a nice meal we had at Bayside, and we had a lot of, you know, raffle prizes, different things throughout the whole event, and it went over real well.
If people are looking to learn more information about the Beaver Dam Lake Association, I guess, so where can they find it? Maybe you want to give them a thumbnail sketch of what you guys all do.
Well, we do, you know, lake quality, fish stocking. There's a lot of projects that people would not know about. You can look into that on their Facebook page at BDLI or Beaver Dam Lake Improvement, and also they have a website, and it's very cheap. It's only $20 a year for membership, and that money goes a long ways.
Well, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service. If people are looking to get a trip and catch some fish, how you can help them out?
Yeah, if you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Guide Service, and I'll get you out. And yeah, look forward to seeing you.
Typically, how long do your trips last and where do you go?
They're usually 5 hours, and depending on what you want to fish for, I'll cover lakes all the way from Winnebago to Madison and anywhere in between. So wherever the best bite is.
Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service, I appreciate the time and thanks.
Thank you, Wade.
Let's move over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Boy, Dave, we had windy weather, cold weather, decent weather this week. What's that been doing to the fish in Fox Lake?
Well, they're still in a funk because, like this morning, it was 30 degrees and the water temp went down again. So, you know, I think by this coming weekend, we should turn the corner because they're talking 70s and 50s for lows. But, you know, the way the weather's been, and there hasn't been a lot of people fishing because of the wind mostly, but the water temps are still very cold for this time of year. So, you know, it's been slow just about everywhere that I've talked to people going to Green Lake, to Fond du Lac, to Madison. It's just been very slow. But I do believe by opening weekend, which is next Saturday, by the way, it should be much better.
The diehards that are getting out, though, they've been able to catch something, or has it just been hanging out in the outdoors?
Well, actually, there has been some diehards out. I know of a guy that got some nice crappies out in the main basin Tuesday and Wednesday, even in the wind, but I did okay over on Green Lake, but not like normal. And the people that are fishing walleyes in the rivers and stuff, even that is slow because, you know, the water temps. So, you know, that's, I've said it most weeks about how that, how important that is. And it really is. I mean, once it goes below 50 degrees, they just don't do anything. So that should change very soon, and everything should pick up.
Well, the activity always picks up at Fishtails, whether people are fishing or not, because people solve the world's problems there. Tell us about Fishtails and everything you guys have to offer there, where you're located, when you're open.
Well, if you ever do want to come in and solve the world's problems, we're open from 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday. We're right downtown Fox Lake. If you go through town, we're right by the bridge. And also, if, you know, opening weekend or whatever, just make sure you got a fishing license, and we have everything you will need. We'll be loaded with stock and all the bait. So should be a good opening weekend.
So if somebody hasn't fished before and they want to come and get a fishing license, maybe what do they need to know about getting a fishing license? It's pretty easy to get, isn't it?
All you need is a driver's license or a social security number, and you can get a fishing license. It's very simple.
And now they just basically use your driver's license now? You don't really actually have a card anymore, is that correct?
You do not need to carry it with you unless you're on Boundary Waters or the Great Lakes. So that happened to me a couple weeks ago where I didn't have it on me, and he just checked my driver's license, and there it was. So, yeah, once you buy a license, it doesn't hurt to carry it with you, but they can check your driver's license and know that you have one.
Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week at Fishtails.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's check out the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, another weird weather week this week. What's the fishing been like down by you?
Oh, the fishing's been great. And, you know, we had some warmer weather earlier in the week, and now we got some cooler weather, and it's been, you know, holding some people out from getting on their boats, but the fish have been in a great mood, and it's getting better.
So what have people been catching? Where have they been catching it, if you can divulge?
Happy to divulge. We have been hearing about a lot of fish moving up shallow this time of year. As the water starts to warm up in a lot of your shallow bays and inlets, you'll find a lot of bass, good bass action in those areas. We've also had some catfish have started to move into the north side here, up into North Bay and into Cherokee Marsh, and that's always a big draw for a lot of people. We got some gigantic catfish swimming around out there. And the panfish bite in places like Monona Bay has also been really good, in particular for the crappies as they're getting ready to spawn. But bluegills are starting to show up in that same shallow water too, so lots of folks getting lots of different kinds of fish all over town.
Well, it's always good, and when you come out and you're fishing anywhere in the Madison area, you have to stop into DNS Bait and Tackle. Tell us what you got going on there.
Well, we've got everything you need to get out on the water. We've got all our summer stuff out. We've got all our bait fully stocked. We actually just got leeches in last week, so pretty much everything you need to get out on the water, we can get you set up with, and we're right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive at 1411 Northport Drive, and we're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate for anybody coming into town, so swing by and check us out.
And you have an extensive fishing report on the Madison chain. Tell us how we can find that.
That's right. I do a weekly fishing report. We record that every Friday, so I do that online, and we post that at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. You can find it on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. But I also do the good old-fashioned phone line that we've had for many, many years here at the shop. And if folks want to call into that, the number is 608-BIG-FISH or 608-244-3474.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and you'll chat with Justin next week. Have a great week.
Sounds good, Wade. Enjoy your trip. Take care.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report rolls on right now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, you've been pretty busy this week, both on the water and out in the woods.
Yeah, it's been a great week. But as far as catching anything or killing anything, it hasn't been so good. But I've been enjoying the outdoors, that's for sure. We fished a tournament on Sunday on Buffalo Lake, and I launched my boat, and my trim pump went out, which means I can't trim my big motor up, and I can only go about 30 miles an hour, and I'm used to going 75 miles an hour. So that kind of put a damper on it, but the water never got above 50 degrees, which means the fish get lockjaw, and it was a pretty tough tournament. We ended up catching 2 keeper bass and about 25 pike, so it wasn't very good on that standpoint. And the turkey woods, I've been out, season started yesterday. I've seen a lot of hens, but no toms. So we're going to go back out this afternoon and see what we can do.
See, I think I told you before, I've seen more turkeys, I think, than I can remember just on the side of the road and fields in a long time. Are there a lot of them out there?
Well, I hunt north of Cambria, and there's a lot of birds around, but from what I can see, a lot of them are henned up. But it's funny that you say that, because on the way home, I saw 6 toms out in the fields on the way home, and not a single one when I sit in the woods. But, you know, that's the way turkey hunting goes a lot.
So do turkeys, how far do they wander? They have their group that they usually travel in. Do they have a certain, like, do they have a territory like other animals do, or do they just wander around?
Oh, absolutely. They have a very small territory. I mean, you know, normally most turkeys, they'll hang around in like a 10 to 20 acre plot probably 80% of their lives, and a lot of it depends on food. I know yesterday, it was funny, I saw all the turkeys in grass fields yesterday, which tells me that the bugs are coming out or the grasshoppers are coming out, and they were feeding on bugs in the field. But you know, a lot of times too, earlier season, you know, they're feeding on the grains in the fields and stuff, but most turkeys are pretty territorial.
This may be a question I'm just asking because I don't know and you're the expert. What do turkeys eat? What's in their diet?
Mainly grain. I mean, they eat all the you know, leftover corn and soybeans and wheat in the fields. They eat a lot of seeds that the grasses come out, but they also eat a lot of bugs. I mean, they eat, you know, grasshoppers and flies and all kinds of bugs. And every now and then, they eat a lot of, you know, strange grasses, too, and I think that coats their stomach more than anything.
And that's how they get through the winter? They get through the winter, yes, finding bugs and stuff?
Yep.
Anything fishing-wise that you've seen, you heard from across the region?
Well, from everybody that I've talked to, you know, we've got these really cold nights, which means the water temperature isn't warming up. I mean, by now it should be in the 50s and 60s, and it's still in the mid to low 40s. All these cold nights are not helping fishing. I mean, everybody I've talked to, whether you're fishing walleyes, bass, panfish, I mean, fish have got lockjaw pretty much right now. And until we get some warm weather, and this weekend I have another tournament, and it sounds like rain all day Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, and it could be some bad storms. So I don't think a lot of people are going to be out fishing this weekend because of the weather, and you know, it's not going to be any fun fishing the tournament, that's for sure. But the water's got to warm up, and the fishing will get really good.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs and also guiding services if people are looking to catch some bass.
Actually, I booked quite a few guiding trips actually this week. You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. And the Raw Bass Customs, I painted on Tuesday this week, painted a lot of baits, custom orders. But you can get baits at Fishtails in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle It in Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee are probably your 3 closest places.
Well, Rick, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good. Thanks.
And before we get out of here on this edition of the ESPN Beaver Dam Outdoors Report, I want to remind you that Zig's Pub and Grill is having their second annual walleye tournament. Put this on your calendar. It's coming up on May 11th. It's located on Highway G in Beaver Dam between Beaver Dam and Randolph. You can find the event information's full details on Facebook, but sign up at Zig's. Call or stop in at the bar. $100 per boat, 100% payout, additional $20 optional big fish pot. Fishing hours are going to be 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Your boats must be available for inspection between 6 a.m. and 6:45 at Zig's. Biggest bag of 3 walleyes by weight is what they're looking for. The fish must be alive and released. A couple of anglers, 6 lines max per boat. Trolling and live bait is permitted. Now, the weigh-ins begin at 3:15 at Ziggs. There's also going to be breakfast buffet that day for anyone participating in the tournament. It's going to be fun with music and entertainment. Again, Ziggs' second annual walleye tournament. It's coming up on May 11th. Check out Ziggs' Facebook page to find out more information.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at DailyDodge.com.